This is SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us right now on the hotline from All Sports Tucson, he's Steve Rivera. We'll talk about the University of Arizona. What's going on, Steve? How are you?
Good afternoon, guys. I'm doing well.
So I know that the University of Arizona really needed another scandal because Rich Rodriguez wasn't enough.
Very, very true. I guess you guys have been keeping up with the news out here in Tucson.
So where is the university standing with Sean Miller? I mean, the story, more leaks. I'll tell you, this FBI investigation has more leaks than every other FBI investigation in the history of this nation. But here comes the latest leak. Sean Miller reportedly caught on a wiretap talking about paying $100,000 to a potential star player. How is he? Are you surprised he's still the coach?
Wow, not so much. You asked about what Arizona's doing right now. Well, they're standing pat. I think because the game was on a Saturday, all this happened late Friday night. It's a weekend. The team just got back late last night or early this morning. That there's still a lot to mull over. I know that the Board of Regents has met on the issue. I assume that they're going to continue to meet as they return, probably tomorrow. In fact, as early as tomorrow, and kind of weigh the issues, good and bad. But I don't know what the good is right now. It seems like it's all bad, given the information we have on Miller, as you said, on wiretaps talking about $100,000, whatever you want to call it, $100,000 loan or gift or whatever.
Now, that the player in question, of course, being DeAndre Ayton, the $100,000 basically to kind of steer him to go to Arizona. And here's Ayton's family lawyer saying, well, we didn't take any money. We never had these discussions. This is nonsense. We want our name cleared. You know, whatever they said, but don't be dragging us into it. And he's going to be a one-and-done player.
Right.
But, you know, when you see things like this come out is – and you say, okay, well, he's still technically the head coach. Is it a financial issue? Like, are they trying to figure out how much money they can get away with not paying before they say, okay, you're fired? I mean, what is the reason? You know, the wait and see means, okay, well, there's got to be something you're trying to see. What is it they're trying to see?
Yeah, well, let's start at the beginning when this all happened. September 26th, I think it was the day that it broke. Arizona was involved with one of its assistants. He has since been indicted and a lot of good stuff. He was eventually fired last month, mid of last month, and now he's gone. The question at the time was whether Sean knew what was going on. He's the head coach. Did he know or not know? I guess now we know that he kind of knew. Not kind of knew. He knew. So here we are with people still making decisions on what to do with Sean. They've stood by him 100%, at least at the time they did in October when they talked about this for the first time, saying that they, with the evidence they had, they were going to stick by him. Now with this more evidence, I don't know. I think it's just too early in what we found out Friday to determine what's going to happen in the next 24 hours. Something could happen in 24 hours, but I do not know that because it happened so quickly over the last few days.
Now, I got to believe Arizona's between a rock and a hard place here with Ayton.
Yes.
Because, you know, do you continue to play him and risk the idea that he's ineligible and then get hammered by the NCAA for playing an ineligible player, or do you sit him and risk the idea that, well, he never actually received the money and now you've done a harm to him, so now he's going to sue you?
Right. Well, that's the catch-22, and it's been a catch-22 probably all season. In that he's played pretty much every game that he's been in. I mean, he's obviously played every game he's been in, but every game this season, and he's been fantastic. He's probably one of the top two or three players in the country right now, and is a bona fide Player of the Year candidate. That said, if he is ruled ineligible, well, then that means the whole season is ruled ineligible for him and for U of A because he played. As for the future, I guess they thought highly enough of him and the circumstances that he played and that he'll probably continue to play up until the tournament or through the tournament. So that's the issue. If they believe in him, they're going to stick it out and see what happens.
Now, we're talking with Steve Rivera, All Sports Tucson, joining us on the hotline. And Steve, Sharif O'Neal, Shaquille O'Neal's son, he's a top 30 prospect, and he has withdrawn his commitment to Arizona, says he's going to reopen recruiting because of what's going on at Arizona. Now, he's a kid who didn't actually sign a letter of intent. He just did the financial aid papers.
Smart man. Smart kid. Yes.
Brandon Williams, another top 100 kid, did the same thing. Is there concern that he's next?
Well, I'm sure there is a concern. And he, too, signed the same type of letters or material for next year because, you know, he, too, had some circumstances or some issues with what was going on here. That shoe could drop at any moment. But, you know, here over the last few months, and when it rains, it pours. And when it rains here, it's called a monsoon. Welcome. This may not be monsoon in the general sense, but it's in the Arizona sense.
Now, what do you think is the ultimate future short term for Arizona and their program? Like, what do you see is like? What do you think the university does next? How do they proceed from here with everything going on and into next season?
Well, they'll have to make a decision on Sean pretty soon, and I would say within the next week. And I say week, that'll give me some wriggle room in terms of what had happened, yay or nay for him. Or stand completely behind him and say, we're good to go, and we'll just continue to do what we're doing. Or you know, let him go. We'll see what happens with that. I don't know. And they'll just continue to play. I mean, they're going to win probably the Pac-12 title. They'll be the favorite to win the Pac-12 tournament in a couple of weeks. And then if Trier comes back, and that's another issue we didn't really talk about, from a steroid situation, they have a chance, if they get hot, that they could win it or get to the Final Four, something that Sean Miller has never done and has been often criticized, maybe not be the right word, but has been talked about as being the best coach never to reach the Final Four. So there's a lot to write about here. There's a lot to talk about here, and it's on a day-to-day basis.
Is there a trickle-down effect that you expect to happen here with the athletic department? You know, first you have Rich Rodriguez, now you got Sean Miller. Usually somebody big's head's going to roll because of stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. Let's also remember that the AD, in fact, coincidentally, the new one, Dave Hickey, who I'm told is, and I've met him a few times, we've talked, is the right guy to help clean this up. He, in fact, celebrates his first year today. Today, in fact, was the first day he was hired. So nothing like that will happen because it's kind of not on his watch, per se. He just happens to be the AD. So we'll see what happens, but I don't think anything like that happens in the department administratively. Football-wise, people kind of knew. I think they're over that right now, though. So I don't think anything is going to happen that way.
You know, we're talking with Steve Rivera, All Sports Tucson. Steve, you know, there's the Louisville perspective, which is they got blasted by the NCAA. And now that it's coming out, so many other schools have kind of done similar stuff. They're looking for everybody else to get blasted the same way they did. Then there's the UNC point of view. You know, hey, we ran an entire phony academic track. We didn't even get a slap on the wrist. We basically got handed a lollipop and told to be on our way. With Arizona and, you know, other schools that are going to have to deal with some of this stuff. Auburn's going to be one of them. You know, schools that have had to already get rid of coaches because they've been, you know, caught up in this. Do you expect that the NCAA is going to come down with the hammer of Thor on the university, or do you think that the more schools there are that get caught up in the net, the less severe the individual penalties might be?
No, that's a good question. I know on Facebook that's the big debate. You know, everyone says, well, everybody else does it. The issue with that is you worry about the other people when you want to worry about it. But right now you have to take care of yourself. And I don't think that the NCAA will come down hard on Arizona. Depends what actually happened. I don't think they're going to come down hard on Arizona. But let's also remember this is not a drama show where all things are resolved in an hour. This is going to take a long time. And it's my understanding, which may be the detriment to Arizona right now, is that the FBI, as they started their investigation, has asked Arizona and everybody else to lay off their investigations until they were done. So it's hard to say if Arizona actually obligated with that, because if they were told not to do any investigations of their own, well, now they're kind of screwed, because now how do they prove that they have no knowledge of this if they've been told not to check into it? And then after the FBI investigation is done, the NCAA will take over their situation or start their situation. So this is going to be a long process, as you saw in the North Carolina issue. I think that took a few years. So this is not going to happen or end tomorrow NCAA-wise or FBI-wise. And this, we also remember that FBI operates on their clock, not on anybody else's.
Steve Rivera covers University of Arizona for All Sports Tucson. Steve, how can people find you online?
Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Sure, thank you, guys. Let me know.
Oh, Steve, how can we find you online, Steve? How do people get you on Twitter? I thought you left. That's why I was wait, where'd he go?
Steve Rivera, 95.
Steve Rivera, 95 on Twitter. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. All right, bye.
Steve Rivera, All Sports Tucson, with us there on the hotline. And I'll tell you, if you're Arizona, to me, that's like the biggest thing is, can there please be like 30 more schools? Because if there's 29 other schools that did the same stuff we did, maybe that lessens our penalty. Because, you know, you got to believe that the NCAA is not going to come down and Louisville 30 programs at once.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I don't know that that's something that anybody had brought up, where you can maybe paint with a broad brush over several programs rather than getting a little more harsh with just one. Now, I feel like no matter what, the NCAA is going to make an example out of Louisville. But because you've got Sean Miller, he's been caught with the hand in the cookie jar. How severe can you go with him? Do you go to that Louisville extent, or do you back it off maybe with some of the circumstantial evidence that you might have with other programs? I mean, Arizona kind of seems like it's more on the Louisville side of things than maybe your you know, dozens of other named, you know, Michigan State or Duke or, you know, Wichita State or Iowa State or whatever.
And that's part of it is, you know, if the NCAA were to have to hand down the penalties they handed down to Louisville to 30 other programs at the same time, how much damage is being done to the process? How much damage is being done to your sport?
Well, what process are you talking about, though? I mean,
well, I guess I shouldn't use the word process. You should to your game, to your product.
Okay.
Because if you hammer 30 programs at once, I mean, what are there in what are there 64 Power Five schools, and then Notre Dame. It's like 64 schools in Notre Dame. So you're going to say 50% of them are going to take it upside the head? You could create an environment where you've got a disproportionate number of successful and unsuccessful schools that may not right itself for a decade.
But then again, we hear the death penalty thrown around, and I
death penalty's never being brought back.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, that if you've got more programs, yes, the punishment is going to be severe. It might not be as severe. The brands, I think, are going to be irreparably harmed, no matter what the brand is. I think the brands are going to be beyond the point of no control.
It's funny you mention that, because it makes sense to think that way. I'm going to tell you why it's not going to happen next.